Green Tower in. She's from the Inland Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Cucamonga. And she says that she's seen a lot more belly button cosmetic surgery requests. So I'll get into that with her as well as find out, okay, the last few years that she's been at Inland Cosmetic Surgery, what kinds of trends has she seen? And she says, yeah, it's a lot of celebrity driven.
More recently, in the last couple of years, it's been a focus on butts. So more people want fuller, rounder butts, smaller waist, and actually moving a little bit away from larger breasts. It tends to be a little bit smaller breast, bigger butts, smaller waist.
Really? Okay. So no longer does somebody come in and say, okay, I want to look like Barbie up top. They say, okay, I want to look like Kim K down below.
A lot of them will name celebrities like Jennifer Lopez or Kim Kardashian. A lot of them say they want a fuller butt, but they don't want to be that big. So they kind of give you ideas of where they want to be, but it is still focused on those certain body parts. And they're very specific. They'll bring in pictures of their favorite celebrities, what they want to look like. And, you know, we have to kind of work with their expectations and what we can do.
I was just about to ask that. When somebody does come in with that, and then you look at what you have to work with, how do you balance that out where you say, okay, I know you want this, but that's not going to look good on you. How about A, B, or C?
Right. So basically, I have to look at their own specific anatomy, what they're starting with. Everyone's built very differently. And what we can achieve with surgery has to be within the realm of what's safe and what's good for the patient, as well as what's going to be aesthetically best. So most patients are very understanding to that. Some really don't get the concept easily, but we have pictures, and we try to find a picture of someone that looks very similar to them before and kind of what we can achieve with surgery.
And we're talking men and women, too. We should clarify. This is now, obviously, I don't imagine you have many men coming in saying, I want the Kim Kardashian butt. But they do say, you know what, there's an emphasis now on how a man's body looks. I want implants here, there, or somewhere else.
Yes, men are looking for more muscular builds. And also, it's a big focus on the chest. So a lot of gynecomastia we see.
Not really something I need, you know.
I wasn't suggesting that. focus on, you know, just extra tissue, extra breast tissue, which, you know, comes along with certain supplements they may have been on from the gym and things like that.
Yeah, because, you know, in their 20s and 30s, they're working out constantly, and then...
Right, and it's just different. As you age, you're not building as much muscle, you know, hormone levels change, so... The body changes, so there's certain things you can do for men to help tighten the area and kind of get them a younger, more athletic appearance.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk with you, though, was that as we talk about all these different parts of the body, you are doing more belly button cosmetic surgery.
Most of the time, it's mommies, so women that have had multiple children or have had drastic weight loss. So what they are experiencing is the skin is now loose around the belly button area because that's where major expansion had occurred from having a baby. And the skin doesn't go back to normal. So there's stretch marks, there's additional hooding, there could be hernias. So the belly button now looks misformed and misshaped.
What kind of process goes into actually getting them to the look they want?
So one is explaining that really you have to take care of the skin around the belly button, first off, and that usually comes with a tummy tuck. So you have to remove the excess skin, and then you create a new belly button. So the technique that we use to build a new belly button is very specific, and it makes a very natural, non-surgical looking belly button. So it's a V-shape, so that creates a nice natural hood, and then the lower portion of the belly button is sewn deep to the underlying tissue, so it creates a nice innie. So that way the incision itself is well hidden within the belly button. So if you would see a surgical belly button from our practice, it'd be very hard to tell that that person had a tummy tuck.
So Justin is here, our wake-up call and handle show board op, and I can see the look on his face already because he knows what I'm going to ask.
Then how come you didn't tell me before?
Well, you know, I didn't want you to be any more nervous than you are right now. And that is, if Dr. Tower, if you could, if Justin came in and said, I don't like the look of my belly button, what can you do for me?
I'd first ask him what exactly it is about.
She needs to see my belly button
I would
now?
Think she would need to see the belly button.
Jesus. Well, first, let's start with this.
Okay.
What bothers you about your belly button, and why do you think, you know, it could be improved?
Listen, I'll be 100% honest. I'm not unhappy with my belly button. Maybe you'll look at it and go, maybe you should be this is where I am. I'm a guy in his late 30s who's realizing that I'm not getting prettier. And so I'm trying to fight the aging process because my wife, smoking hot. Well, here, I'll show you. And then you could see, I don't think it's a bad belly button. It's pretty symmetrical.
No, you actually have a very nice belly button.
Right? Yes, that's, you know,
small,
what I mean? But I feel like it's when I can make it into a bagel. You know what I mean? Like that. That would be the problem with the belly. So it's not so much belly button area, it's belly button adjacent.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Right?
Please put your shirt down.
Now the doctor is in. This was your idea, Bender. Now ride the train. Lie in the bed you made. All right, Doc, hit me.
There are options for you.
Okay.
That's my favorite part, by the way. There are options for you. Now, I'll disappear here for about 90 seconds to 2 minutes as I take video of this consultation. And that video is going to be up a little bit later on at KFIAM640.com, keyword wake-up call.
Much appreciated.
I think the best would be a little liposuction.
Oh. When you say a little lip, what's involved in that? Because I've been trying for about, let's say 8 years to lose about 30 pounds.
Okay. Well, it's not a weight loss procedure.
Okay.
So you shouldn't expect to lose a lot of weight with liposuction. What it does is it helps to contour. So if your tummy tends to be your trouble area, we will contour the abdominal area to make it your least problem area.
Oh.
Yeah. So it will help with love handles. It helps with additional belly fat. And it'll trim those areas up. But you'll see very little change on the scale, but you'll see a lot of changes in terms of how
your
pants
fit. So just the look.
The pants, the inches.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So it'll get rid of, the muffin top situation.
Yes.
I see. Thanks for zooming in on your phone, Bender. All right. But, I mean, let's do this, since we're here. 1 to 10, how would you rate this belly button? I mean, you could be clinical. I mean, whatever, but...
I really see no problems with the belly button.
Right. That's a solid belly button, right?
Yeah, that's solid. There, I agree.
Now, if I came in and said I wanted an Audi instead of the Innie that I have, what would be involved in that?
It would be kind of difficult to create that. I mean, it's possible. I first try to figure out exactly why you wanted to go that route.
Really? So a lot of I feel like I'm interviewing you and this is not what should be happening, but so a lot of what it is more what sounds like to me psychological.
Yeah, so you have to
figure out why somebody wants to do it.
You have to do things within reason and that seem, okay, that's reasonable. That's a reasonable request. If it seems a little strange or unreasonable, you kind of have to get to the bottom of it.
And I think that kind of touches on one of the things that is really in the news now is the with transgender and their bathroom access and things like that. Is that you, as a doctor in your specific practice, you have to evaluate why somebody wants to do something and then decide if medically and ethically you want to participate in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of that is comes with time and experience. Sometimes we will request psychological evaluations on certain patients. So you got to, make sure that you're operating on the right patients and
And how often is something like that denied? I mean,
it happens very rarely, very rarely. Maybe less, like around 1% of the time. It's very rare.
That's Inland Cosmetic Surgery, Dr. Irene Tower. My thanks. She drove all the way in from Rancho Cucamonga to hang out with me, hang out with Justin, give a nice little consultation there. And again, the video will be at KFIAM640.com, keyword wake up call.
Do we really need to plug the video that many times?
We do need to plug the video. I'm probably thinking about some kind of billboard later on.
Can you imagine driving down the 5 freeway and me exposing my midriff with a puzzled look?
I did, by the way, capture probably the best screenshot. And it's the moment where you look down and you've got your hands around your belly button and you say, rate this 1 to 10. It was so great.
It also helped that the doctor was very attractive. That's something that...
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
That's all coming up later on this morning. We'll tweet it out at Aaron Bender. I'll put it on the Snapchat as well. Let's see, what else? How else can I publish that? We'll do it on the Facebook page for the Handel Show, probably tweet it out at Bill Handel Show, maybe at KFI AM 640. We'll put it everywhere, Justin. Okay? Wonderful.